This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I have been bad, but I've been good because I've been out in my jewelry store doing some business this afternoon, folks. Hey, but I do have Brent Johnson on the air with us this afternoon. He is one of the Blues Cruise artists. In fact, he is playing, looks like he is playing Friday night, 9 to midnight at the Buffalo Grill. He's playing Saturday at T.W. Boone's. How you doing today, Brent?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm much better now. I tell you what, there's nothing like a sale to make a girl feel good.
Absolutely.
So, now you are a child prodigy. You've been playing since you were four. How did you accomplish that?
My dad always wanted to play, so we always had guitars around the house. And actually, my parents have pictures of me when I was 1 and 2 years old with guitars curled up in my arms, and I just had to wait till my hands were big enough before I could start playing.
Wow. Now, that is phenomenal. Now, how did you learn to play at four? I mean, how did you learn to play?
I had the great fortune of, I had four older sisters, and a couple of them dated musicians and guitar players, and so they would kind of show me little things to get me started. And then once I learned the basics, it was just a lot of time listening to my dad's record collection and listening to the radio and picking stuff out by ear. I didn't really have any lessons until I was in my late teens, and even then it was only about 3 months, so it's I'm mostly self-taught.
Well, that's very interesting that you're from South Texas, right? And
mm-hmm.
And you're a blues, jazz, rock, punk, country, and world music. Now, that's quite a combo there. Is there one you prefer over others?
I'm a blues fan at heart, but it's I kind of think that classifications and genres are for record stores and marketing people. I play music. One of my good friends in the blues world was Clarence Gatemouth Brown, and Gate, if you told him he was a blues player, he'd get upset with you. He would always say, "I don't play blues, I play Gate." And that's kind of the way I like to think about it. I play my music, and sometimes it sounds like blues, and sometimes it sounds like rock and roll, but in the end, it's me.
Wow. Well, now, how old are you now?
I'm 35.
35. So you've been playing literally your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you ever get tired of playing?
No. Sometimes I get tired of all the stuff that goes around it, but no, I never get tired of playing. It's my therapy. It's what keeps me sane.
Wow. Well, you have done some albums. You do a lot of traveling. What part do you like the best?
I like touring. It's fun. I've been doing it. I spent 11 years on the road with another artist that did the Blues Cruise a few times, named Brian Lee.
Okay.
And so got a lot of friends all over the world, and it's cool to get to travel around and get to see everybody and get to see new places and make new friends. I think being in the studio might be my favorite, just because it's where I get to really be creative, and that's fun.
Absolutely. Well, you actually, I understand you're going to be on the CenturyLink main stage too, aren't you? You're playing,
yes.
What are you playing? Let's see. Let me just see. I had it here, just lost my information. Where'd it go? When are you playing on the CenturyLink main stage? You are going to be playing there Friday from 5:15 to 6:15. So that's
mm-hmm.
that. And then Friday night at Buffalo Grill, that's a big, big venue right there, 9 to midnight. And then Saturday from 9 to midnight at T.W. Boone's. Now, have you played here in Greenwood before?
Yep, this will be my fourth time there.
Oh, wow.
Every time for the Blues Cruise and for Gary Irwin, and y'all have always been really good to me and good to us. And looking forward to coming back on my own. It'll be the first time that I'll be there with my band and not there as a sideman for somebody else.
Wow. Well, as you, where are you coming from right now? Are you on the road?
We are on the south side of Chicago right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Carving our way toward
trip.
You.
Okay. And are you playing up there in Chicago, or?
We actually have tonight off. We just played pretty close to Chicago last night for a blues society called the Friends of the Blues. Had a great time.
How do you like playing in Chicago in that area, being a blues man?
Oh, it's great. We've done a lot of nights at Buddy Guy's Club up here. Buddy's gotten to be a friend over the years. It's a good place to be.
Wow.
If I don't get to be in New Orleans, Chicago is a close second.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I have let's see. I've got I kind of picked out "Don't Make a Sound." Do you like that one?
I'm a pretty harsh critic of myself. So I kind of like if anybody likes any of it, then I'm just grateful they like it.
Well, I had "Meet Me in the Morning" and "Don't Make a Sound." Of the two, I kind of like "Don't Make a Sound." So I thought I might play that as we go towards the bottom of the hour, if that's okay.
Sounds great to me.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to be out cruising Friday night doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. I hope I get to come by, shake your hand, and talk to you and put you on the air again for a few minutes. How about that?
That sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
All right. Thanks so much, Brent Johnson. Here's "Don't Make a Sound" right here on WCRS. Bye-bye, Brent.
Bye, Ann. Thank you.
From the night before, but don't remember how I got here. I can't say for sure. My legs are aching, my vision blurred. So much conversation. Understand it were. Don't mind life, it's just a giant sound. Your time can't get no rest. Try to crawl into this bottle of ground. Like a dream, I try to scream. I don't make a sound.
That's a little Brent Johnson. You'll be hearing that at Buffalo, TW Buffalo's, and then on the CenturyLink main stage. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Let's join the news in progress. Don't you go away. I got two more guests coming on this afternoon.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. It is time for the continuation of the Meet Me at the Diner. And right now, I have a reverend on the line with us, Reverend Marv Ward, and he is down there in Columbia. He's going to be coming up this way for the Blues Cruise, and we have the pleasure of having him on the line with us today. How you doing, Reverend Marv Ward?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you, my dear?
I'm doing very good. So, how long have you been in the blues business?
Oh, a long time. I started playing professionally when I was 16, and that's a good 45 years ago.
A good how many years ago?
About four. Well, I'll tell you exactly. It's exactly 52 years ago.
52 years ago. Wow. I was just looking over your website. It says you played your first gig at 10.
Yes, I did. It wasn't a professional gig. Didn't get paid for it, but I made my debut in a talent show in Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, Virginia. Well, you must have done pretty good.
Well, they didn't throw tomatoes at me, so I must have been all right.
Well, how did you actually get into the blues?
Well, the blues has always been a huge influence on me. You know, when I was a sprout, the only rock and roll that was on the radio when I was very young, you know, came from the African-American stations that you could pick up on what we used to call the skip. You know, you would tune in and you'd pick up. I remember I used to pick up this station in Buffalo, New York, that would play, you know, some great rhythm and blues stuff. And I just got introduced to it at an early age, had an affinity for it, and kind of just it stuck.
Now, just out of curiosity, when you were growing up, was your desire to be a musician, or did you have another direction you thought you would go and just ended up in music?
I also had an interest in theater and studied theater in school and stuff. I once heard a great thing that Gregory Peck said when he introduced Diana Ross for the Academy Award for Lady Sings the Blues. And he said, you know this woman as a singer, he says, but as we all know, acting is just, singing is just acting with a song thrown in. You know, so there's a lot of both genres involved in performing, but I got involved singing and playing at an early age and had some success at it and just kind of stuck with it.
You know, that's terrific. But now I got to ask you this question. I don't know the answer here, and that's scary to put a question out like this. But just out of curiosity, how did you get the title Reverend?
Okay, now that's a long story. That's a long story that involves a truck driver and a bottle of tequila.
Okay, but, well, I got the time if you'll tell the story. Maybe abbreviate it a little bit, but I like the story.
I was playing in a couple of beach music bands back in the day, and ended up playing this job and at a place we had the big full band there, and hardly anyone showed up. And this truck driver at the bar says, "Do you like tequila?" I said, "Yeah." And he put $100 bill on the table and said, "Bartender, tequila shots until this is gone." Well, he and I, of course, got to the point where we thought we were bulletproof and invincible. And the guys in the band told me that at one point I got up on the stage on the microphone and preached about a 45-minute sermon. And ever since then, I've been known as the Reverend Marv Ward.
Well, you know, it does take a bottle of tequila sometimes to bring out the best in us, doesn't it?
Well, it's something that's kind of stuck with me, yep.
Well, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I'm glad you shared that story with us. Now, you are going to be playing Friday night from 9 to midnight at Cafe 312. And you said that's the night you're going to have a harp player playing with you?
Yes, the exceptional Mike Four is going to come and play with me. Now, when Mike and I have played together a lot over the years, and when we get together as a duo, we call that Congaree. And we're going to be there at the Cafe 312, and we're going to do that Friday night. Then on Saturday, I'm going to play with another harmonica player, Anthony Charles and his band, the Blue Dolphins, on the main stage. We're going to be on at 7:15, I think it is.
Right.
And then after that, I'll be playing with the Impresario, the man, the one and only Shrimp City Slim at Polo's.
Wow. Well, you got a you have a full schedule going on then, don't you?
Oh, but it's the blues, and there's nothing like a festival to have a good time.
That's right. Now, you've played here before, haven't you?
Yes, I have,
right.
With a couple of different bands, with my own band, which is Reverend Marv Ward and the Blessed Souls. And then I
are those really blessed souls? That's what I need to know, Reverend.
Well, I figure any of us that are lucky enough to have made it as long as we have,
yes,
and are able to play music and entertain people for a living, we are certainly blessed.
You are so, so right. And the very fact that we get to get up the next day and do whatever we do the next day.
Exactly.
That is
exactly.
Yep, that is so right. Well, I tell you what, we got to give it up here in just a second, but you have a new CD out, and I had given you what I thought would be my choices, but I have pulled up the rest of this CD. What would you like the people to hear, and just tell us a little bit about this CD?
Well, the name of the new CD is Catharsis, and about 3 years ago, I went through a rough stretch where I was very ill and didn't know if I was going to make it or not. And a lot of the songs on this CD stem from that experience. So recording this was kind of a cathartic experience. There's some that are kind of dark, and some that are very kind of light and carefree. But
like daydreaming.
Daydreaming is
a light, carefree one, right?
Which one?
Daydreaming.
Yeah, daydreaming. That's kind of a. It's kind of like a mixture of a Beatlesque lounge tune.
But maybe that's why I like that one.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you like them, you can play them all you want.
Well, you were saying, what would be a good one that you'd like for people to walk away saying, hey, I got to go hear this guy and hear what he's all about. I'll play whatever you like off your CD here. If there's
well, there are two tunes. One tune called I Believe in You that is getting some airplay on internet radio,
mm-hmm,
on the Taj Mahal channel, which is I thought was kind of interesting because it's not really a bluesy blues song, but it's a good little tune. And then there's another track called I'm Just Driving, which is a kind of like a blues rock thing. And of course, one of my favorite tunes is the little instrumental that I did with Shrimp City Slim and Mike Four. That is the very first song on the CD, which is my tribute. It's an homage to Freddie King. It's done in Freddie King style and one of my little favorites. It's called the Bouncing Baby Boogie.
Well, you know, maybe we should play the Bouncing Baby Boogie. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Boy Shrimp City Slim did an awfully good job on the piano on that tune.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of that. I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to say thank you so much for calling in today. We'll look forward to seeing you. And that's going to do it, but let's hear a little bit of Bouncing Baby Boogie right here on WCRS. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ann.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see if I can get this to play here. I had a couple others picked out, but I'm flexible here on WCRS. Oh, this one's a good one, too, folks. Take a listen. Coming up here in just a minute, Lorraine. good music now, folks. I tell you what, you gotta hear the Reverend Marv Ward. He'll be here Friday night. He'll be right here all over the Blues Cruise. Don't miss him. Hey, let's hear 1 minute, I guess. Give me 2 minutes of commercials. I'm going to come back with Laura Rain right here and the Caesars. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS. Somehow, Happy Days and the Blues Cruise, the music just doesn't go together, folks. We got to do something about this. Next year, we're going to have a new intro when we start out the Blues Cruise. But I am so privileged to have talked to some great artists over the last 3 days. We've got more coming up the rest of the week. And right now, I have Laura Rain on the line with us. There's a little write-up about her, and it says, "Ye who abandoned all hope for Motor City Rhythm and Blues, enter here Laura Rain and the Caesars. Are reclaimed the storied Detroit soul, music, legacy, and the ravages of time, neglect, and electronic dance music." I can't believe it, but we have that person right here on the phone this afternoon. How you doing, Laura Rain?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, listen, I understand you're still in Detroit, and you're going to be here on Thursday night.
That's right, tomorrow.
Are you flying or driving?
Oh, no, we're driving. Yeah.
Okay.
Leaving very early in the morning.
Wow. Well, Laura, you know, one of my theme questions is, how did you get into the business you're in today of doing the blues and whatnot and from out of Detroit up there?
Well, you know, I've been singing for a long time, and I've had a lot of things just not come to fruition. And then when I moved back from Los Angeles about 4 years ago, I decided that there's going to be no regrets. I'm going to do everything that I want to do in my life. And so
this is a family-friendly show, Laura. I mean, this is family-friendly. Be careful here, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, live your dreams. That's all I have to say. So I have been living my dreams ever since I met George, and we've been writing songs together. And then about a year after we met, we released the first album, then the second album. And now we are about to release a third album. So it's very exciting. Everything's been moving very fast.
Well, what were you doing? What did you do in Los Angeles then? What were you doing back then?
I was singing, but I wasn't doing any of my own music. I was singing. I've had many jobs along with music for a very long time. But now I solely do music. I'm able to support myself off of the music.
That's pretty terrific. Now, you were actually classically trained. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I was classically trained, about 4.5 years of classical training. I never really wanted to be an opera singer, but I wanted the caliber of training. So I went through that, and it was very arduous, and I hated it. But I did it, and it made me a much better person.
What was the big takeaway from learning classically music, opera music? What was the big takeaway for you?
Oh, the big takeaway is accuracy and learning how to breathe.
Yeah, that's a pretty important part of all that singing stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So I'm reading here that you're often compared to Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, we've been getting that lately. That's quite something.
How do you feel about being compared to Aretha Franklin?
I think that's an honor. If there's anyone I could be compared to, you know, the Queen of Soul is not a bad comparison, so I'm good with that.
Well, how did you end up back in, are you from Detroit, or yes. How did you end up in Detroit?
Yes, I am from Detroit, and I had to come back, you know, due to some family issues, and but I knew I wanted to record in Detroit, and so I haven't left. So I've been here ever since, and recording and touring out of Detroit.
How is Detroit? If you grew up in Detroit, I mean, they've certainly been through a lot of troubles.
It is the best I've ever seen it in my entire life.
Wow.
It is an unbelievable transformation going on quickly before my eyes. It's amazing.
Okay. So it's coming back. Is that what you're telling us?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got, you know, a long ways to go, but it's really rebounding at a fast pace.
Wow, very interesting. I hadn't heard that. I'm glad to hear that because it certainly is a treasure of a place. Now,
sure is.
Now, who is George?
George is the guitarist and co-songwriter and producer of all of our albums. He used to play guitar for Geneva Magnus, Robert Gordon, to name a couple, you know.
And how did you get hooked up with him, Laura?
A chance meeting. He had been sending me messages, I think, on Facebook or something, saying that he wanted to come and hear me sing. I had some restaurant, you know, gig. And somebody canceled at the last minute, so I said, hey, I'm going to pay you. So we met up, and then a week later, we were writing songs together. It was amazing.
That has to really energize your career and energize your soul to be able to find somebody that you could relate to that well.
You are absolutely right. Never in my life.
Yeah. I've had a couple of chance meetings where I've met somebody I never would have thought I would have met, and I met them, and it's been terrific to be able to communicate because I'm in radio and this person is in radio, and it's just been fantastic to be able to have that experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's you know, it's incredible.
That's so cool. Well, listen, you know, we are coming up here to the top of the hour. We've got some of your music here, and you are going to be coming here to Greenwood. Now, have you ever been to Greenwood before?
I have never been to South Carolina, ever.
Wow. Well, you are in for a big, big treat. One of the things I should tell you is I know you're playing Thursday night, July 9th, on the main stage, 7:15 to 8:30. Then
correct.
You've got to run right over there to Howard's and play from 9 to midnight. But sometime in there, I don't know when you're getting here, you got to look at all our big, beautiful topiaries all over Uptown Greenwood. They are fantastic. They're all live plants. There's everything from a mermaid to a camera to a Jeep. All kinds of beautiful things. Make sure you take a little time and check those out while you're here.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. And I certainly hope that I am going to get to see you because I'm going to be out Friday night doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. I want to come by and say hello and maybe get you on the radio again. And I appreciate you calling. You said that probably one of the best songs off your off the CD is Squawkin'.
Squawkin'. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to play that as we go to the top of the hour. I'm going to say goodbye, but I sure look forward to meeting you right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Good luck.
Take care. Thank
here we
you.
Go.
Bye-bye.
Squawkin'. Thank you. You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'm going to play a little more Laura Rain. She is going to be Thursday, July 9th, 7:15 to 8:30, and Friday at Polo's from 9 to midnight. Or no, excuse me, at Howard's. Excuse me. She's going to be at Howard's Friday night from 9 to midnight. Take it away, Laura Rain. Oh, that's right. That's Laura Rain right here on WCRS. That was from her CD, and the name of the song, Squawkin', right here on WCRS. I want to thank all our guests, and I want to apologize for being a little late getting on the radio, but I've got two businesses right here in one place, and one needed my attention for a few minutes, so I apologize. But I hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. We had Laura Rain, we had the Reverend Marv Ward right here with us, and we started out with Brent Johnson right here on WCRS. So make sure you make a schedule. We're going to be here tomorrow afternoon, that's right, with Shrimp City Slim sitting right here in studio with me on Thursday. I'm sure we'll be playing some music, talking the blues, and having a great time. So make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon. And then on Friday, we won't be doing Giveaway Friday, but we are going to be talking to Robert Lighthouse, Freddie Vanderford, and we'll be having a good time. So keep it right here on WCRS. Don't forget, if you're not going to be able to get Uptown Friday night, you can tune in to the Blues Crawl, WCRS Blues Crawl, going on from 7 to 9 right in Uptown Greenwood. I'll be talking, walking, and listening to the blues and eating a little barbecue, too. Hey, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back in the morning. Y'all have a great night. Bye-bye, everybody.